South African authorities were attempting to capture a young tiger on the loose on Monday. The 9-month-old female tiger was captured on surveillance video earlier Monday while circling a parked car outside an office building in the town of Enville, northeast of South Africa's largest city. The animal was also reportedly spotted roaming a residential area. South African security company OSO Security said in a Facebook post later Monday that the tiger was successfully captured and taken to a sanctuary. It was unknown where the tiger came from. This was the second time this month that a tiger had been on the loose in South Africa. About 2 weeks ago, another female tiger escaped from her enclosure on a private property in Walkerville, southwest of Johannesburg. The tiger reportedly attacked an injured man and killed two dogs. After several days, she was captured, sparking fury and reviving the debate over South Africa's controversial big cat industry.
Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts are going to meet in Glendale, Arizona, February 12th for Super Bowl 57. I have a feeling it's going to be a very tight game because the Chiefs have a great defense and the Eagles have a great offense. But I'm going to take my Chiefs. This will be the first Super Bowl in history with two starting quarterbacks that are black. The Chiefs took a very close win against the Bengals, 23-20. It was a great game and had me excited. Although the Eagles and 49ers was a blowout, the Eagles destroyed the 49ers 31-7, and I thought the Niners were going to put up a fight when they scored their first touchdown. This is Patrick Mahomes' third time going to the Super Bowl with one win and one loss. This is Jalen Hurts' first Super Bowl.
Tyree Nichols was pulled over for reckless driving after an initial fight. Nichols fled. He was then arrested at a second place, but in the video, officers are seen striking Nichols repeatedly during the encounter, in a manner that law enforcement analysts have described as well outside the limits of police training. Tyree Nichols died three days later after the incident. The actions by these police officers have been widely criticized in riots in cities across the nation, including New York, Atlanta, Boston, and LA, have called for the end of such abuses by authorities. All five police officers involved have been fired and charged with crimes.